So we are on the top of Avam Abayz. This is a lot of stuff on the Avam Abayz that would be nice to go into more thoroughly. So I encourage people on their own, just maybe I'll mention a few of the Mamar Kolmos as we go along, and people can do some independent study, so to speak, not to bring back any bad memories of college and school and other things. But so Amar Ravin Bar Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak Kol HaRogel Avol Beis HaKnesses V'lo Ba Yom Echad, a person who is a regular purveyor of shul, and then he doesn't come one day, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashal Bo. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sort of seeks after him. And again, we understand the basic idea of sort of dedication towards Tefillah B'Tzibor, and that's a relation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is so therefore seeks after that person. Shenemar mi bachem yorei Hashem shomei b'kol avdo asher halach chashchim v'inin nogalo. So who among you are the yorei Hashem who are then, typically you go to shul because of yorei Hashem, but asher halach chashchim, and then you go like in the choshech v'inin nogalo, and you have like no light. Namely, you're not fulfilling the promise of being the Yorei Elokim. So the Gemara answers, or the Gemara sort of continues, Im l'dvar mitzvah halach nogalo. If, let's say, he doesn't go to shul, he's doing something else, he's some other mitzvah opportunity, nogalo. So then he still has light in his life, he still has a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in his life. Im l'dvar harishos halach, but if he's going just, I'm not a minion because I'm doing whatever that is, a nogalo. So he's sort of lost, at least sort of momentarily, that connection. So so yiftach b'shem Hashem, so my time up. So the rest of this pasuk of mi bachem yirei Hashem is yiftach b'shem Hashem. You have the pasuk in front of you? So if you look in the, at least in my version of the Gemara, you have on the side, mi bachem yirei Hashem shemei b'kol avdo asher halach chasheichi v'nogalo yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yishein belokav. Okay, so the pasuk continues. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. So my time, why was this something where you're so criticized for? You don't show up to shul for a day because you're off, running a marathon or doing something else. My time, mishum dehavid leilav toch b'shem Hashem v'lo patach. You should have said, I'm going to trust God. Let me go to shul, and then I'll take care of my business afterwards. And he didn't do so. As a result, there's some type of punishment for that. So Amar Yochanan, B'shal Shechash Baruch Hu Bav Beis HaKnesses V'lo Matzah Basara. Come to Chash Baruch Hu to shul, there's no meaning there. Miyad Hu Koveis Shenemar Madu Abati V'en Ish Karasi V'yelin One. So why have I come here V'en Ish Karasi, and there's sort of no man who is like calling out to me V'en One, sort of specifically referring to Kaddish and responding back to the Kaddish. There's sort of that feeling of disappointment of nobody being in shul. So Amar Bichelbo, Amar Vehuna, Kol Koveya Makom L'Tfiloso. Anybody who is Koveya, a Makom for their Tfilah, they have a Makom Kavua. So as Machlokes we showed him, so the Rabbeinu Yonah learns the statement, Kol Koveya Makom L'Tfiloso Beveso. If a person is davening, and they're davening in their house, after we finish saying about the fact that the person shouldn't daven in their house, they should daven in the shul, but if you are davening in your house, so if you're in your house, which is not a makom shechina, so you need a makom kavua in your house for when you're davening. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah said.
This is not the makar to kick somebody out of your seat when you come an hour and 20 minutes late.
Well, not Rabbeinu Yonah. Or the other opinion it would be, absolutely. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, but if you're davening in the shul, so then like anywhere in the shul is like that's your makom kavua. So, but part of Rabbeinu Yonah says that you have a shul that's a makom kavua. You don't have, nine shuls that are makom kavuas, and I go here and I do that, and you're looking at Avi as though Avi is the culprit of such.
No, I'm embarrassed. It's a pet peeve.
What's that?
It's always a pet peeve of mine.
People going to multiple shuls. Yeah.
No, it's like the guys who are, you have guys who, like guests who come, they never know where to sit anyway. Right? So they sit down somewhere quiet.
Yeah.
And then like someone walks in at 10:40, oh, you're in my seat.
Right. Like, 10:40. Right. So then as we get to Avi's pet peeve, so the Rush says, about Rabbeinu Yonah, then in fact, no, you're wrong. When the Gemara says that you need a makom kavua, it means makom kavua, like even within the shul that you're davening in, it's not just in your house, but you need that place as well. Now, that being said, we mentioned yesterday, and Shaul pointed out about the Gemara that seems the person to to prioritize religious action over midos. So even if a person has, I'd say, this shita the rush, a religious action, you know, like chas v'shalom, that act of religious fervor should ever sort of come in the way of anybody else, right? Everything sort of has to be balanced and put together in one picture, not, you know.
That's the guy who dominantly left his buddy.
Right, that was the guy, exactly. And that's why he's so criticized, because he loved this person, and that person is, you know, these horrible averas. Exactly.
The chasid shota.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, just the person who's just...
That's a shota.
He's out of whack. Okay, so it says, okay, Avraham be'ezro. So then, like, the God of Abraham, the God of Avraham is be'ezro, is sort of in support of him. There's something specifically about Avraham, that Avraham seems to have had, like, a malka kavua. And when they're eulogizing him, so we say about him, where is this person, this modest person, this chassid, you know, we miss him, where is he in the universe? He's like a real Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And just an version point out, we have this language often, you should be like a Talmud of Aaron HaKohen, Talmud of Avraham, meaning you incorporate that person's midos. Avraham Avinu minalon to cover makom. How do we know that Avraham Avinu himself had like a Kavias Makover to? He went to that place that he would normally stand. So we see that sort of Avram had some notion of like a Makovua. Okay, fine. So the Amr Rabbi Chelbo, so this whole Amud is like the Rabbi Chelbo celebration. The Amr Rabbi Chelbo, Amr Ravuna, Hayotri Besak Neses, Al Yafsiya Psiya Gasa. There is a lengthy discussion on what exactly this means. But basically what it means is when a person leaves a shul, he shouldn't sort of be striding too fervently and aggressively. He's like heading out of shul with like this great like gusto. And we obviously understand the spiritual ramifications of that. Just a person who's like constantly running away from a shul. So Amar Baye Lo Amar El Mefak. When we say that, I don't know why Abaye has to clarify this. It seems to be an obvious point, meaning you shouldn't walk away from shul that way. But when you go like one to shul, so then obviously you should be running to shul with a certain amount of gusto. Again, it seems like an unnecessary statement. Shnemar, maybe because of the next dot line, we'll say anir defal adas es Hashem. You should sort of seek after and run after to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Rav Zeira Mireish ki havi chazin al hul rabbana deka rahatei lepirka b'shabasa. When I saw these chachamim who were running to the pirka of course is like the shul, the shir, running to the shul for the shir on Shabbos, Amina, I said to myself, come Mechailin, right? They're like Mechail Shabbos, they're like running to shul in order to get to the shir. So Rabbanan, by the way, it's reminding me, obviously you were not here for Shabbos, but Malki gave the women's shir this past Shabbos. There were like droves of women like running down Brock. People were late, they're running here. it was like this mass convergence of anyway, so if in fact Rabbi, it is the truth. It was like if Rabbi Zeira sort of would have seen that, they say he was, you know, it's like a chil Shabbos to be sort of breaking into a sweat to get to this shir. Kamechalin Rabbanan Shabbasa, so it'd be Mechal Shabbos, not literally Chil Shabbos, but it's, you know, some type of like Zilzul Shabbos. So it came in the Shemana Lahud, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So and once I heard this line, or this memra, who says, the Olam Yoritz Adam Ludvar Halacha, Bafil B'Shabbos, Shenem Achrei Hashem Yelchu, Ka'ariyeh Yishoeg, Ananami Rehitna. I don't know why it's like, why do we have to use that statement and that pasuk? We just said before that a person can walk a psia gasa to shul because of the pasuk of nir defal adas Hashem. It's like, it should be like once I heard the statement of, you know, Abaye or Rabbi Chelbo, right? And then it's like, why is he introducing something which sounds different, but it's really the same thing? Okay, so either way, so there's no issue about sort of walking with great haste to shul on Shabbos, either for davening or for learning. Amar Rav Zeira is a lot to unpack, but the following few statements. But Amar Rav Zeira, once we're speaking about running to shul on Shabbos for Shir or running through a Shir period. So we're saying, you know, what exactly is it about each one of these religious acts? And for what do you get the schar in essence for these religious acts? Remember, Zera, Agra de Pirka Rahatam, that the real reward for going to the Pirka, for going to the Shir, is the fact that you sort of ran to get there. So if you look in Rashi, right-hand column of Rashi's, about two-thirds down, Agra de Pirka, Igar kibol schar habrios haratzim lishmo adrasha mipichacham, hischar hamarutza, right? It's really actually sort of the effort of going. Shari rubam eidem evidim lahamid girsa. Most people don't really know, understand this year.
It's schar licha.
Right, it is schar licha. It's like, I go. Like, do I always know what's going on? No, but I'm, you know, I'm there.
Okay. This is the makar for daf yomi.
Was that? I mean, that really is actually true. I mean, so agra de bay de birka rahata amar baye agra de kala duchka. Sort of idea. What's the kala? We had kala on the last, but also with the shadim, the reward for the kala. The kala was the shir shabbos lifnei haregel, the yarchi kala. So this is like the shabbos before yantiv shakol nesaf lishmo hilchos haregel. That's obviously, we know that in various places. That's the whole idea of like a Shabbos HaGadol to Russia.
So you're not going to know what the rabbi is saying, but at least you had to sit in a comfortable place. So that's your schar.
Something. But it may not be a comfortable place. It may be like a duchka. Now, this is, by the way, actually a stira from the Amud before. The Amud before said that when you go to the Kala and there's plenty of space, but you feel people bumping into each other, that's the shadim. Right, like here, since we say no, the dukkah is actually that it's like crowded, and you have to jostle, you have to this, you have to that. You're going to Rydinsky Shabbos Shuvah Drusha. You're trying to find a seat. I mean, that the Gemara says is the is in fact what the person gets reward for. So Amarava, so Agra de Shmaita Svara. The reward in learning is Svara, meaning it's not just like how much a person is learning, although that's important also, but it's the capacity of sort of thinking and reflecting and talking through. Okay, Shu Rashi says, Shu Yigav Tereach Mechashiv Lhavin Taim Oshadavar. Okay. Amar Papa Agra de Beitamya Shtikusa. So what does this mean? That the reward for the house of Tuma is Shtikusa. So there are two shitas in the Achron and what this means. So one, and this is the most popular shita, which obviously is important, is that when a person goes to a Beitamya, which is a Shiva house, so then the rishkar is shtikusa. It's not, it's, oh yeah, this is when my father was sick, and blah, 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 no, it must be, you know, Chosh Baruch Hu was whatever. Which, by the way, then just reflects back to what we said in Rav Yochanan that took out the bone, right? Okay. So the other opinion, which I actually just saw for the first time this year, is that it's the person who, let's say, at the Beis HaKfaros, he's not challenging the Ratzon Hashem. I mean, the whole idea of saying,
how could this happen?
Yeah, right. And that's why we say, obviously, by the Beis HaKfaros, we say, what's it called? Baruch Hashem, we don't know from such things. You say, right after the burial, you say the tefillah that accepts, my brain is going, that this was, God's work, etc. Okay, so Amar Marzuchar Agra de Tanisa Tzidkasa, it's not just fasting, the reward is for, it's not just fasting itself, but it's giving tzedakah. Amar Sheshes Agra de Hesped de Deluye, the person who often was paid to give a hesped, or the person who's the official mashbid, so then the reward for that person is Deluye, is the whether or not you can bring people to tears, whether you can bring people to emotions. Amar Ravashi Agra de Behilula Mile. And lastly, the reward for going to a chasana is Mile. Mile means, you know, Ketzad Miraklev Ne'akala Kalanova Chasita. You know, you dance in front of the chasana kala, you're with them, it's Mile. It's giving them a bracha, it's saying positive things, it's giving them. So that's like the real mitzvah, so to speak, of Smichas Chasana Kala. So Amar Vuhuna Chomes Palo Achare Besach Neses Nikra Rasha. Yeah, no. Abi, this is not you, not yet at least, right? Anybody who davens behind the basic Knesset. What's behind the basic Knesset? So the basic Knesset obviously is facing west-east. So this person stands behind the western wall, and he's facing in a western direction. So you come to shul, you're davening behind the shul facing towards, you know, Rishel Lane, right? Maybe the person who's standing over here facing up there.
Facing
what's that?
Facing Deerwood.
Yeah, Michelle South. I mean,
no. standing behind the shul, facing towards, let's say, the mikvah.
That's south.
How can that be south?
That's east, north.
This is east.
That's south.
Okay, absolutely. I apologize. Okay, so then that person is considered to be.
I was in the north, south, yesterday.
An architect.
Right. No, okay. No, it's true. So
I sort of placed myself with the beds.
It's one of my few skills in life, like being able to sense direction, not get lost.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's one of the actually couple things I actually do decently until this very moment. You know.
You stick me in the middle of the forest. I'm not one of those guys coming out the other end.
Where's Avi? Where? Okay. So. So where is it? That person's called a Nikra Russia, and to some degree, it sounds like a very strong statement, but we understand that it's. It's like a person who almost is like denying, like God's presence. You know, where the shul is dabbling in a certain direction, and you're just sort of doing your own thing without sort of a concern in the world. Shenemar saviv rishayim yishalechun. So like you know, around the back the rishayim walk. So amar ba'yelo amran elo mahader api lebekinishta. Okay, but that's only if a person doesn't turn their head towards the direction of the shul. So you might have your back turned, but at the very least, you know, you're at least acknowledging sort of what's happening, you know, towards the Mizrach. We have no issue with that person. This was the guy who was violating the principle. So Chalaf Eliyahu, Eliyahu Navi just was sort of passing by. Chaziah, so he saw him. And Idmele Kitaya, Eliyahu sort of made himself look like he was an Arab merchant. So Amrele Kedubar Kayamta Kame Marcha. Kedubar, namely that do is like two. You are acting as though you have two gods. Kedubar Kayamta Kame Marcha. You are standing in front of your master like a kedubar, like accepting what's happening in the shul, but then also you're facing a different direction. So the Gemara says, a shalosh tzafseir of a katlin. So it was a somewhat strong reaction, but Eliyahu took out his sword and he killed him. So Amar Eliyahu, may Rabbanu l'Rabbi Bar Abaye, v'yomri lo Rabbi l'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So my krum zulas livnei adam. So if you look in, again, just the pasuk from Tehillim, saviv rishayim yishalechun, krum zulas livnei adam. Zulas means that it was like vilified, right? Krum zulas. I mean, krum was vilified in front of bnei adam. So what is that? The rest of the pasuk talking about? So amar lei, so this is what the pasuk talks about. Elo dvarim she'omdim berumo she'olam. These are things that stand berumo she'olam in the highest exalted spheres of the universe. Rashi says it's talking about tefillah, which was the context of the pasuk of the Rishayim walking around the shul. So bnei adam mezalzalim b'hen, and people are mezalzalim, and we see this, you know, all the time in our days. People sort of with a certain attitude late sundos, even about important things. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Chavayu, I'll tell you a different opinion. Kevin shenitzarich adam lebrius panav mishtanos kikrum. In other words, a person who becomes dependent on somebody else, so he becomes like vilified. He becomes like zulas in the eyes of other people. He becomes diminished because that person has become so dependent, financially or otherwise. And then that person, his face turns like a krum. His face turns red. It doesn't really fit with the first part of the pasuk. We're talking about someone who's walking behind the shul, but however, so I guess you read the pasuk. Acharei Hashem Yochu. I'm sorry. Saviv Rishayim Yisalechun Krum Zulas Ibnei Adam. The person who is become vilified in front of the person, his face is like a krum. But again, it's hard to put that whole pasuk together. Shenemar Krum Zulas Ibnei Adam. My krum. Okay. What's krum? What are your face turns to the krum? Kiatru Avdim Yomar. Of echad yesh b'karka hayom. There's a certain bird, ukrum shemo, v'kevan shechama zarachas, mishafech l'kama gavnin. He turns like all sorts of different colors. So your face, when you become diminished by other people because you're so dependent on them, so obviously that brings a certain embarrassment. Okay, and this obviously ties into the issue of sodim atanus yichyu, not being dependent on other people, not being dependent on the klal, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's many statements in Chazal to that effect. A person who is so dependent on other people, it's as though he's being judged to dinim. Eishu mayim shenemar harkavos enosh l'roshenu banu be'eishu mayim. Person who's markiv, who both has his own whatever, but is also dependent on other people. That person comes to fire and water. Person should be extra conscientious without mincha. Shari Eliyahu lo na'ane ela b'tfilas mincha. We see the power of the tfilas mincha because of Eliyahu Navi was answered then. Shenemar vayhiba lo samincha vayigash Eliyahu hanavi vayomer, etc. Dafka during the afternoon. What does he say? Aneni Hashem aneni. Why does he say aneni twice? This is speaking about, obviously, Eliyahu Behar Carmel. So aneni shetered eish min hashamayim, and he can actually encapsulate that carbon. V'aneni shelo yomru masik shafim him. Okay, it's one thing that the miracle happens, but I also want to be answered that these knucklehead Jews don't get it. Say, ah, oh, must have been just, you know, some sorcery that Eliyahu Navi knew. So it was like the double tefillah. Also makes me realize how difficult community leadership is. You know, you're sitting there worrying, okay, this will happen, but then are the people going to react in the way that I was hoping people were going to react under the circumstances? It's not, you understand why right afterwards El Navi escaped into the desert because he just could not deal with it anymore. So if Yochanan Omar betfilas arvis, none of you should also be super conscientious when it comes to Mariv. Shenemar tichon tfilasi kutores lefanecha masos kfi Minchas Erev. Okay, again, that is the Tfilas Erev that's what you should be conscientious for. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar Av Tfilas Shacharis. Shenemar Hashem Boker Tishma Tfilasi, Hashem Boker Tishma Koli, Boker Erecha Lucha Vetzopet. Okay, bottom line.
You don't get anything off.
Yeah, okay, in other words, everything. So, if you ever become a Rav Huna, call Nanimis Hudis Chasan. Anybody who gets hana from the Sudas Chasam Kala and is not Misameachim over Bechamisha Kolos. He violates five principles.
What don't we say in the positive way?
Right. So there's.
Whoever will be Zoich with the five Kolos.
Right. So we're going to say that in a second. Why do we begin with the negative way? I'm not sure about that. I would just mention it briefly. That there are a number of different opinions how a person fulfills the mitzvah smuchas chas and kala. We just said before mila. Mila might mean saying nice things, praising. The shita of Soloveitchik and others was that it's the bracha that you give, meaning it's thing for sheva brachos. That's smuchas chas and kala. Some people say that if you know how to dance, right? Yeah, exactly, right? But maybe sheva brachos under the chuppah, in which case maybe it might be dancing, right? But it's sort of, so the end of the day, so some of that, I'm saying, it sort of depends what you're good at. You know, if you're good at making up something, I'm not sure that may not be on the list. I mean, when the Gemara says, you seem like you're exactly the one who's violating.
That's the sixth thing.
Right. Okay. So you're over b'chamisha kolo, shenemer, kol sasam v'kol simcha. That's two. Kol chasam v'kol kala. Kol omri mehodu es shem tzvakos. V'im misamcho, maskaro. Some of you should have been levi, zocha l'torah shenosna b'chamisha kolo. So you get a real schar. The Torah was given chamisha kolos, so that's sort of the scar for the person. Shenemar rahib yom hashlishi biyos haboker v'kolos v'vrakim v'anan kaveda lahar v'kol shofar etc. So obviously this is viewed as a big deal. V'kol shofar etc. V'alukim yaneu b'kol. So 80, are there only five kolos by Har Sinai? V'aksiv v'kol ha'am roim as a kolos. So obviously we see this more than five kolos. It's at least six kolos.
Seven.
What's that?
Place.
Yeah, so he says, so Ozen Kolos, the Kodem Matan Torah Havu, right? This was actually earlier, the Kolos reference in the pasuk that we just said. So Rabbi Vahu, Amar, Ilu Hikriv.
What's the connection between that and Samechos Makala?
Those are the kolos of Matan Torah, mm-hmm. And those are the kolos that are associated with Chas Makala, right? So if you're Misameh Chas Makala, so then you're Zocha to the five kolos of Matan Torah. Okay, so okay, so Rav Avahu Amar Kilu Hikriv Toda. It's a beautiful idea. If you're Mismeach Hasan Kala, it's as though you brought a carbon. Shenemar Mevim Toda Beis Hashem. Now, how do we know that? Simchas Chasan Kala? I'm not sure. But either way, so we see that you're Makriv a carbon Toda. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar one of my more favorite lines in Shas. Person who is mismeach chas v'kalach, yilbana achas mechorvas yushalayim. It's as though you're part of a process of rebuilding yushalayim.
Rashi says that at the end of the pasuk of the Chamisha Kol.
Ah, okay. Fine, thank you. So Shnemar, so how do we know this mismeach chas v'kalach is being bona achas mechorvas yushalayim? He oshib es shuas ha'aretz, kimarishona amar Hashem. So you have Yom Rav Chelbo, Yom Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Yerushimayim Dvarav Nishmayim. Anybody's Yerushimayim, his words are going to be heeded. They're going to be listened to. Shneamar Sof Tavar HaKol Nishma. Who is it that, again, this is obviously a drasha, who is it that at the end his words will be listened to? Es Elokim Yoreg, a person who fears God. So my Kizekol Adam, the end of the pasuk says that this is the totality of man. The world was created to bring God consciousness and God awareness into it. I would just mention, we can ask the question, why was the world created? I'm not even sort of sure about that. There's a very famous sefer, which you may have learned before, Derech Hashem, by the Ramchal. So Ramchal actually goes through in the first part of the sefer why God created the world, sort of the sources for that, what then that would mean. And obviously that ties in to this Gemara about sort of the purpose of the universe being to have a place of God consciousness. Again, there's a certain amount of discussion. Why was the world created? How we know that the world was created for that reason? And again, this Gemara sort of opens up that Pandora's box. So Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana Omar Shakol Zeh Keneged Kol Olam Kulo. This person who is sort of Yerushimayim, sort of the place that he has in the world. He's like Shakol, or Yerushimayim is Shakol versus the whole world. Reshimen Azay Omer Bi Omri La Reshimen Zoma Omer Kol Olam Kulo Lenivra Elo Lutzavos Lzeh. Right? It's that the whole world was created only for this sort of purpose. Okay, last line. So you walk by somebody every day, the person says, oh, good morning, Dr. Klein, so what should you do? So you say, you know what, why should you always be on the receiving end of people's good wishes? You should sort of go to them and say, Shalom Aleichem. This should be a big mussar. I don't mean to be critical. You don't always have this in shuls. Sometimes you have the people that are the really friendly people, and then the people that are always sort of hopefully responding to them. Like that person should also sort of be on the initiative of being machtam lo shalom. Shenemar bike shalom v'rod fehu. The person is bevake shalom from you v'rod fehu. You should sort of like run after that person. V'im nasan lo v'lo hichser nikra gazlan. Somebody says like wishes you something and you don't respond. So you're like a gazlan of that person's good feelings and good wishes. Shenemar v'atem bi'artem Hakaram, okay. Where's this pasuk from? Okay, so Hashem b'mishpat, again, looking on the right hand side. Hashem b'mishpat yavo imziknei amo v'sarav v'yatem bi'artem hakerem gezelas ha'ani b'vaseichem. Okay, it's like you are stealing. I don't know, how do we see from that pasuk?
Rashi says also.
Balof gezelas ha'asher gezelahi el gezelas ha'ani she'en lo klum ligzol mimenu eshol hashiv shlomo. The guy has nothing.
Steal from a poor guy.
Right. All he has is his decency, and that's really the one thing you've stolen. It's a rough life. Exactly. It's like, you know, even this one thing that. Anyway, okay, yeshkach, everyone. We have an even longer Amma tomorrow.